called the Radicals, whose principles were that the Prince Regent wore stays, and that nobody had a right to any salary, and that the army and navy ought to be put down, horrors at which I trembled in my bed after supplicating that the Radicals might be speedily taken and hanged. Here, too, had we, the small boys of Bowles, had that cricket match against the small boys of Coles, when Bowles and Coles had actually met upon the ground, and when, instead of instantly hitting out at one another with the utmost fury, as we had all hoped and expected, those sneaks had said respectively, "I hope Mrs. Bowles is well," and "I hope Mrs. Coles and the baby are doing charmingly." Could it be that, after all this and much more, the playing field was a station, and number 97 expectorated boiling water and red-hot cinders on it, and the whole belonged by Act of Parliament to the S.E.R.? As it could be, and was, I left the place with a heavy heart for a walk all over the town, and first of Timpson's up street. When I departed from Dulborough in the strawy arms of Timpson's blue-eyed maid, Timpson's was a moderate-sized coach office, in fact.